Hello, everyone. Welcome back. This is episode 69 of my podcast, Brain Dribble, where we made it. We made it to the funny number, the good number where you have sex in that position. But it's not really sex because it's just fellatio and cunnilingus combined. Which, I mean, why are there even words for that shit? You know, like some things don't need words. You can just do without. How about instead of 69, it's cancer. Why do they use that symbol to be cancerous? Is 69 and gives you cancer? That's what it is. There's nothing to say. It's just a number, and we finally made it. And it's just every time I record one of these podcasts, it blows my mind that I'm still going. It's just like, wow, we haven't stopped yet. Jesus. Oh, we're still doing this thing? Yes, we are. Oh, you're goddamn right we are. Today, I am wearing a shirt that I bought. It was an ad. This shirt, I bought it from an ad. And let me tell you, super disappointed because the pattern looks cool, right? The print looks cool. Until you get up close and you realize that it's just an image blown up. And if you look closely, you can see the blurry pixels. So I think every time I've bought something that was an ad, I've been disappointed. And I roast the fuck out of people for buying ads. You know, like, why would you look at that and be like, I think I just Googled like colorful shirt. And I was like, ooh, it was from a website called Shirts in Style. And I was like, ooh, this one looks fun and creative and might make me look more like an artist because I want to try a little bit harder with my appearance because apparently that matters to people. Some people think that appearance matters. Up until this point, I've been operating as if it didn't, but maybe going around walking around in sweats and like a gray sweatshirt isn't the vibe. You know, maybe if I want people to be like, ooh, he's a handsome dude. Then I need to start dressing better because your face can look a lot different when it's put into good or bad clothes. I'm sure this face makes gray look horrible. This face does terribly with gray. And I just want to be a little bit more colorful because I'm compensating for what I can't do with my personality, I will do with my clothing because I don't know how to be free. But if I can just put it as an appearance, maybe we work around it. If we can't cure our anxiety, we can just pretend like we are someone who is bold. And just wearing a shitty printed shirt. Fucking, like, why don't I make my own? I think I'm going to just, like, make this into an art piece. I'll just, like, paint over the lines with more vivid colors because this shirt was kind of a waste of money. I'm like, why don't I just make my own? Because that would be pretty fun. And I need to start doing more things like that. You know, I have this skill of art that I just don't use enough as often as I should. And I think it could make this shirt look a little better. Anyway, don't buy ads because we knew that was stupid, but we did it anyway. So I downloaded dating apps for the 700th time recently because I was feeling lucky. I was just feeling like maybe this time it'll work. And I matched with somebody who was like totally my type. If I had a type, it would probably be that type. It's so objectifying. That's why I don't like to say that I have a type. It's just like, ooh, what type of person do you like? What variety? You know, pick your size, dude. Oh, I like a 40 ounce. You know, what type of person? I definitely like a little bit more melanin than myself because white people are just ghostly. Anyway, I match with somebody who is, if I could build my own character, build create your own relationship, then I would build her. But I thought it was going so well, you know? I'm just being myself. I'm just being my weird little self. And I sent a total of two Snapchats to this girl before she took it upon herself to block me and give up completely. So I don't know what I did. I was just being myself. Maybe I scare people off too quickly, but who knows? Because I didn't do shit. And then I realized that she like unadded me or whatever. And then I was like, oh, I wonder if her Instagram is the same as her Snapchat. So I like looked her up on Instagram. I was gonna follow her and be like, what did I do? Because I'm interested in purchasing the product that is you. I hate, you know. My stock dropped significantly after that second Snapchat. I have this drawing on my wall that is a little slug, and I named him Jason. And I said, have a good morning. Or Jason says, have a good morning. And she was like, I will have a good morning, but only because Jason told me to. And then I said, good choice. You wouldn't want to disappoint Jason. Now, I understand that maybe it got lost in translation over text because I could have just said it out loud, but I made sure to do like a frowny smiling face where you're just like kind of laughing at your own thing, where you're just like, that's the face that I made. And and that was it. So that just made me realize why people say to be fake in, you know, like to pretend, to act. You gotta be someone you're not. Because when somebody rejects you, when you're just being yourself, that hurts a lot. And it's like, damn, they didn't like me for me. So like when you act, at least they don't not like you for you. They don't like you for who you're trying to be. But do you want to be that? That's a whole different question. Do you want to be that thing? That man? I don't who like approaches people anymore, you know? Like, I don't have the balls for that. I'm a fucking I if my voice weren't this low, I weren't able to grow a beard. Like this is still pretty new, the ability to do this. I'm a soy boy, dude. I'm so pathetic. I don't know how to talk to women at all. And it's fine because the more times you get rejected, the more comfortable you get with yourself because you're just like, well, fuck them then. And I guess I don't need them. And then you get more and more shitty with women because you well, some people turn it into that. With each rejection, this resentment just grows and builds up, and you just slowly start to despise the thing that you want. You know, it's like, do you really want it? Or do you really want it? Or do you just want it? You know, because being on the other side of that is fucking terrifying because wanting it is all you've ever known. And so once you get it, you're just like, I don't know what to do now. once you get it, you know, once you get in a relationship and like all the pressure has ended and you just arrived at the goal, which is to be in a relationship, it's such like a stupid way to think about it, because you're just like, instead of searching for the one, you just like compromise, and then you're with somebody, and the whole time you're like, is this the one? I don't think I believe in the one. I think I believe in the 3,000, 3 million, you know? I think there's plenty of people who would be with you. I think it's also not realistic to expect to be able to find the one out of 8 billion people. It's like, I'm going to meet everyone. No, you're not. You're never going to meet half of the people in the world. And half of the people in the world don't even speak. 90% of the people in the world don't even speak your language. So like, there's 90% of the people who it can't be the one, or could be, but you just don't know how to talk to them. And you're not going to learn how to speak their language just to be able to talk to them, because how are they worth the investment before you even know them? You just get such a good vibe from their body language that you're like, ooh, okay, I need to make a change. You know, I need to become able to speak a different language just to talk to you. Yeah, not really. I believe in the 7 million, just however many people there are that could be compatible. Maybe it's astrology. Maybe astrology got it right, and I just need to find myself a Sagittarius or a Leo, you know? The fact that I even know the things that are compatible with Aquarius bums me out. It's the fact that I even like know it. I'm just like, man, that's so stupid, because it's going to be in the back of your head. It's like, I'm never going to date a Taurus again. You know, it's just like, why am I just like writing off people before I even meet them? It's like, nah, oh, you were born in April? Fucking bye-bye, you know? Every time you get rejected, it's just like a confidence boost to be yourself. I mean, there's two ways you can go about it. You can act cool and then reveal your true boring self later. Or you could just be yourself. And if they don't like that, then it's like a personal attack on you, because they don't like you. And everyone has to like you. They don't like you. That means there's something wrong with you, and you need to change it. You need to change yourself to be comfortable around people. You need to mold yourself to fit into whatever person comes your way, because you don't have the chance. You don't have the time of day. Be fake, so that at least if they don't like you, they don't not like you for you, you know? I think that's the way to do it. I think they got it right when they said, just like, you want to be on the first date, you want to be anybody but yourself. Because, this is a joke, I'm joking, but I kind of mean it too, because you don't want to like just dump all your shit, you know? Oh, nothing better I like on a first date than just telling somebody my life story and them just sitting there like, okay, you know, like they don't want to know, and you shouldn't want to tell them. Because you've learned by now that trauma bonding is not real. When I moved out of my parents' house, I had to get my own insurance and stuff and start be a big boy, you know, all that stuff. But I applied to like a few like different insurance companies, and now they don't stop sending me things. They just won't fucking stop. And I want to know how to unsubscribe from a mailing list in real life, because they always give you the option at the bottom of the email to undo it. But there's no button. I can't click on a piece of paper, dude. I gotta go. I gotta go to these websites and sign in. I don't even know what thing I use to do it, because they just have my information and they keep sending me these offers and these deals. $500 if you switch. I'm like, I don't care. You're charging me more, and it'll add up to more than 500 like immediately. So like, there's no button to click. How do you unsubscribe from a mailing list in real life? Because God damn it, I'm sick and tired of receiving my switch what? Switch the light off so I can go to sleep, because I'm so bored of you fucking telling me this every day. Every at least once a week, I get something in the mail that says, hey, you should be using us. Yeah, no, I don't want you. Man, this is all karma, you know? I don't have a relationship because I don't want to switch. I don't want to switch to the insurance. You know, it's scary to be under different coverage. I don't know how to make this work. Fuck. Sometimes you just have it. He's like, okay, combine these, make it work. But it doesn't. How am I supposed to relate insurance companies to a relationship? Can we get... I would like it if when you enter a relationship with somebody, you could get insurance, relationship insurance, because I have a lot of intrusive thoughts about relationship that fucking torture me. And I would love it if I could just get paid, because it's difficult to be me. And I want to have pity money thrown at me. That's not how insurance works. You know, I'm trying, man. I'm trying to... I would like to give a monthly payment for my security in my relationship that will save me from emotional trauma when it ends. But, unfortunately, that doesn't exist, and you're just forever at somebody else's whim because they can just drop you at any second. And this is all because I got such big hopes for that one girl who was my type that I matched with, and then she blocked me. Because I was myself, and it hurt so bad. Because I'm just like, wait. Because that means she thought I was weird. But I know I'm not weird. But I am weird, but in a good way. So, but she didn't know that. She didn't know that. So she just said, "But oh, fuck this, you know?" Way to give me a chance, dude. You didn't have to fucking... Jason's not gonna come to your house and kill you. So, you know how, like, Kanye legally changed his name to just Ye? And, like, people, when they, like, transition or whatever, they legally change their name to be the different name. Why... You never hear about a illegal name change. Like, there's all these people legally changing their name, getting their name changed. But, like, who's doing it underground, you know? Is there a black market for name changes? Is, like, the illegal name change market? Because for people who are too lazy to go and do it the right way, they can just have someone do it for them. And you got to trust these people with your social security number, dude. It's pretty sketchy, but you can get your name changed, and it'll happen overnight. But you need to trust some crooks. Imagine being arrested because you got your name illegally changed. Like, there was some step in the process that you were supposed to follow, and you didn't know. you ever think about, like, how you got here? I feel like half the time in life, I'm just like, I'm surprised that I did it correct. Like, when I'm still surprised that I got into college. I'm like, we filled out all of the papers. I don't know. I think there's some of them that we missed. There was something, you know? There's definitely something that we could have done. that we just didn't do because we didn't know about it. Like, how did you make it here? You know? That's something I think about a lot. How did I actually do it? Because I don't think I'm still not convinced that I did. Like, I have paperwork about me. Who filed that? You never hear of an illegal name change. Like, what would that even consist of? Just people on the DL. Like, yeah, his name's this, but we call him this because he got his name illegally changed. So we just got to respect that and hope he doesn't get caught. Caught for what? Oh, you're this. No, I'm not. And it's like, yeah, you are. What if, okay, so illegally changing your name. I'm going to illegally change my name so that I will go by Jake. And everything that is addressed to Tyler, I just get to ignore because I'm Jake. so I just start neglecting everything in my life because my name is Jake. I'm not Tyler. And why are you referring to Tyler? Who is that? I don't even know who that is. Stop dead naming me. Okay. I'm Jake now. So they send stuff to my door addressed to Tyler. I'm like, I don't even know who that is. So is that the way to, I need to fill out a new application to these companies and give a fake address so that some other person gets my mail because I don't want to keep getting this shit. I don't care. Liberty Mutual. I will not choose you. I'm never going to choose you because you say you're cheap, but you're not. Don't, like, a big name, big brand name insurance. You think they're going to give you a good deal? Probably not. Ah, man, I hate real world stuff. I don't want to have insurance. What do I need that for? Like, how many things have you really needed to go to the doctor for? We're all going to die. Fuck life insurance. I'm never going to get that because I want to leave behind a large financial burden for whoever has to take care of me when I die. As life insurance, you know, when you die, it covers it, but you're paying them a monthly fee. So really what it is you're paying for your shit for when you die. And that is the biggest scam. Pay for your funeral. No. If people love me enough, they'll do it for me. It's like, yeah, but what if they're broke? Like, they could barely afford it. It's like, well, fuck them. Then they didn't, then they deserve it. Then just throw me in the ocean. Why can't you do that? Because then it'll look like a murder. And I didn't get murdered unless I did. Throw me in the ocean. Bury me in a forest, you know, like just a natural burial. And it won't have to be expensive. And I don't have to get life insurance because fuck that. You know, like, what? think about, like, okay, it's $100 a month. That's a fraction of your time that, I don't know how much life insurance is. That would be pretty steep. I hope it's less. If you spend that much money on your own death, you're kind of a sucker. Because life insurance is the thing that you pay for to make it comfortable when that inevitably happens, right? Health insurance. Once you start dying, it'll be taken care of. Life insurance. When you inevitably die, it'll be, I don't care, I'm dead. So what? Oh, cool. My life is extinct. and you want me to speed care. Life insurance is the biggest fucking scam ever, dude. No. I don't even think I'm gonna have kids. So like, who's finding? You know, I'll just be processed. I'll just be processed like a good. My body will be processed like a good. And you know, maybe one day we can start serving our bodies as food, because you know, I would imagine that eventually animal food is going to get pretty scarce. Once we run out of cows, you know how people donate their body to science. I want to donate my body to the supermarket. Put me in a sausage. Put me in a stew. Put me out on the shelf. Ribs. It's just ribs. You don't know from where. From where ribs. Ribs. It's just ribs. It's sausage. Period. You don't know. You could be. Unless you're hunting and skinning and cooking your own food, you could be eating human. You don't know. Truly, you don't know. I mean, I think like there would be some like thing deep down you is like, this steak is a little tough. But you don't know. They could be already doing that. They could already be doing that. Serving dead body meat. Donating their bodies to being eaten by who knows, you know? Just like, you know how gas companies sometimes water down their oil? They just water down the gasoline? What if we started watering down beef with human? Beef with little human fingertips. You don't know. They are already doing this. So yeah, get used to it, vegans. I mean, is that ethically sound? Why is it okay? Let's say a cow dies a natural death. Is it really inhumane to eat that? Why don't we just like start figuring out a way for these cows to live their entire lives? And what happens to meat when it dies? Does it instantly go bad? Like what, you know, you kill a cow when it's optimal, I suppose. Maybe old meat is bad, but If we found a way to program cows to be stupid, and when they're in the prime of their juiciest meat, you know, their juiciest meat, we have injected into them or like bred into them some sort of dumb hormone that makes them jump off a cliff and fall to their death. Would it be inhumane to eat that? Vegans, let me know. You know, because we didn't kill them then. So it's an idea. You know, you don't know. You don't know. It could work. It could be good. It could be good. You don't know until you try. All right? Don't knock until you try it. Have you tried the new fallen steak? Have you tried the new dropped... What do you even call it? Fallen. I like fallen. Could I get my steak fallen? I'm a vegan. I'm a vegan. I'd like my steak to be fallen. That's good. That is actually a way out of inhumane killing of animals. Now, we just need to make sure they're treated right while they're alive. But maybe vegans don't like the fact that they're bred to be dead in the first place. But everything's gonna die, but I don't know. Vegans, if you're a vegan, let me know what you think of that, because it's I imagine a world where animal food is pretty scarce. So what if we figure out a way to have them kill themselves? We find a depression gene in cows that make them really sad. Now they wouldn't like that at all. That's the new way to make veal, is to just have the cow kill itself. You know? It's an idea. It's an idea. Can I get the fallen beef tips? With the fallen beef tips with some human. Yeah. Give me some human on this. You get a choice of two sides with that. Can I have the human and the potatoes? Can I get the fallen beef tips, medium rare, with potatoes and human? This is ordering at a future restaurant. Fallen beef tips. You know? Where do you even go with that? What do you say now after you come up with something so perfect, like fallen beef tips with a side of potatoes and human? A futuristic restaurant where they serve ethically deceased cattle. These cattle kill themselves because they are, and they're doing this because they know that they want to feed a human. You know, like, this, like, the ethics of, like, cannibalism. It's like, there was a dude who wanted to be, okay, this one's wild. There was a dude who wanted to be eaten, and a dude who wanted to eat someone. They met up. They found each other through the magic of the internet. They found each other. And they did it. He ate him, and he was eaten. And now, if you look at it just like that, it's a pretty fair exchange. You know, no one's, I mean, someone's being hurt, but no one's being unwillingly, you know, it's not like he's eating them, but he wanted to be, you know, it's good. It's good. It's perfect. But he was arrested for it. And when you think about it like that, it's like, why? You know? Like, cannibalism, totally bad. But there could be an exception. What if he eats somebody who wanted to be eaten? And there was a video footage of him. Now then you'd have to prove that it wasn't forced to like, record this so I can, you know, kill you and eat you and it'll be okay. You don't know. You need to have somebody, like, how long must they have been scouring the internet? I guess it's a duration thing. You know, maybe he'd like, there has to be proof that they didn't know each other. And then they found each other through, I mean, there is proof there. But that could all be a setup too, you know? Did this take place over days, weeks, years, you know? Were they good friends for a while? And then he was just waiting for him to be like, all right, yeah, I want to be eaten now. I think it's time. I think it's about time that I get eaten. Isn't that wild? Like, I feel so bad for people. You don't get to choose your kinks and, like, the things that you're into. And if, man, I'm so glad I wasn't born wanting to be eaten. I'm so happy that that wasn't my thing. You know, you wake up every morning and you're just like, I just want someone to eat me. I want to be dead. But it's not like a depressed thing. It's just a sexual, like, that's how I'll get off. You know, you can't even come when you're dead. What are you talking about? How's it going to get you off? You'll be dead. like people whose thing can only happen once. Like, I just want someone to cut my dick off, you know? like, how unfortunate that must be to try and, like, you gotta fight. This is why I don't believe in, I mean, for these people, I believe in the one. For these people, there is the one, because there's only one other. Even then, there's probably like a dozen people who want to be eaten. And they need to find their part. That this is the only scenario where there is the one. Because there's only one guy who... Because then, you know, then they're maybe like, man, I don't want to eat him. I want to eat him. Yeah, you're really at the mercy then of the cannibals. To pick you, you know? It's the same shit. You're just at the mercy of whoever to pick you. You know, I don't know. I just want to be, all I know is that I want to be in somebody's stomach. And you're just like, here are, so you take 8 billion people. You're trying to narrow it down. You got to narrow it down to who you're attracted to first, which if we'll say they're straight or they're only attracted, it's 50% of people. Then you have to, then from those 50% of people, you have to find who speaks your language, which we'll say is brings it to 10%, right? Then from 10%, you have to find the people who you get along with, and we'll say there's 1%. And then you have to find somebody who wants to eat you. Good luck. Because I don't think that I don't think I believe in the one. I think I believe in the zero. There's no one who wants to, who gets along with you, who would want to see you inside their stomach. That's just not a thing that people do once they have attraction. I mean, most people are assuming here that they're normal, but they're not, clearly. So, I don't know. I keep on going back and forth between whether I believe in the one or not based on what they want to do. Because realistically, yeah, there's probably more than one. But for comedy's sake, there's no one who wants to eat you. Just for comedy's sake, there's no... I don't believe in the one. I believe in the zero. Because no one wants to eat you. And how can there be the one when more people, some people are more difficult than other people? You know, that's the extreme version of it. Sure, maybe if you don't want to be eaten, okay, that's fine. But there are different requirements for like people. And I think some people are just statistically harder to be with. So how can you believe in the one when for some people there might be 30,000? And for another person, there might be 12 million. How fringe are you with your personality? How difficult is it to be around you? Because that's really what's going to decide whether there's one or none or a million. You know? Because you don't know. You could just be waiting your whole life thinking you'll have a one. But how do you decide what number that is? How do you decide between all of the people? It's so abstract. Like, you can't... No, I don't believe in the one. I was walking past a library, and it said, celebrating 100 years. Like, yeah, we know you're old. You're on your... Yeah, library, you're on your way out. Yeah. 100 years? Yeah. Yeah, it sounds about right. Sounds about right. I bet less people than ever before go in there. And this is your this is how you're going to get people to come in. You're going to say, "Hey, we've been here. We're going to guilt you. We're going to guilt you into walking into a library because we've been here 100 years and you've never even been in here." Okay? You need to start using your public library, okay? Cuz we're on our way out. So fucking help us by coming in. And what? Getting a free book? It's not like libraries aren't going anywhere. They're just taxpayers. But we're having fun in hypotheticals here. So let's just say libraries are going out of business. And they say, celebrating 100 years. It's like, yeah, you're celebrating that because you want me to go in there and spend money. I mean, that's a bookstore. That's really the difference between a bookstore and a library then. But hey, we don't live in the real world right now. Okay, right now we have silly fun time and energy. But this year it's really fucked. It's barely growing. Nothing. I don't think it, I think it's just going to be winter all year long. I don't think there's going to be green again. Which I wish like cherry blossoms bloomed in the forest. Like I would like to see like, you know, green, tons of green, and then like pink. Like wouldn't that be fucking awesome? Wouldn't you love to look out into a horizon and just see pink and green, and you know, there needs to be, where are all the blue trees, you know? We need a yellow, I mean, yeah, we need a yellow, a blue. Blue's really the only thing that's not in nature. We need to find a gray. Yeah, all my favorite colors of the rainbow that I would want to see looking out into a forest is gray. It's not even a color, it's a shade. And people say like, what's your favorite color? White? Who? Or like, what color is that? It's black. It's not even a color, dude. When they call black people colored people, or like, because that's fashionable again, right? Am I allowed to say that now? I bet in 15 years I won't. It's not even a color. It's just a shade. One of the most recent episodes, I was talking about how I have like visual representations of like feelings and like color representations of numbers and letters, like just the association, like A is red, B is blue, C is yellow kind of thing. I also, when I was raised religious, so I would pray at night. I would say the same prayer every single night in the same exact order. I'll try to recite some of it, actually. Dear God, please help me to have a good night's sleep and a good day tomorrow and a good rest of the week. And thank you for dying on the cross for our sins. And please forgive me for my sins. And I would just like then list like a few people. Anyway, I have a very vivid imagination when it comes to... I imagined the prayer that I would say in like a tree, like a thought tree bubble, where it would be the topic sentence at the top, and then it would branch off into like the first thing that I'd say, and then the next thing that I would say would be a different color. They were just in colored boxes, like blue. That prayer is blue. At least the start of it is. I don't know. That's just something that my brain did when I was a child. So maybe I do. Maybe I do have synesthesia, because I don't know. I could tell you what color the feeling of something is. Maybe that's why I'm artistic. Maybe that's why I'm like this. Maybe that's a feature of my insanity. A feature of my mental illness that is undiagnosed, because I don't really want to be diagnosed. Because it doesn't change shit except you know what it is. And like in conversation, you can identify with your mental illness. Oh, cool, dude. Now I don't want to know what I have. I don't really, you know, it's not fun. You don't want to be, you know that guy, you know that person who always brings up the fact that they have ADHD. Or something. They have, oh, sorry, I have OCD. I gotta do this. Sorry, I have this. I have this, and I have to do this. You don't want to be that guy. You want to just recognize if you are not clinically diagnosed, don't try to get diagnosed. Just learn how to master yourself, because the only thing that getting diagnosed will do for you is be able to say, it's for some people use it like an excuse. Like, it's just like, oh, this is me and I'm loving myself. And this is the thing. These are the things that I do. So these are the things that I do. And you've been warned. And so if you try to do it and I do it, you gotta be like, see, I told you that's what I do. That's not an excuse. You can't just be shitty because, you know, some people just use it like that and they just be like, sorry, I told you I had this thing that I do. It's like a really immature. It sounds like I'm, you know, but this is, you know, the person, if you know that person, it's just like not a cool thing to do. So yeah, you don't want to be that guy. So if you're not diagnosed and you don't have like horrible problems, I feel like you should spare yourself getting diagnosed. Because I went to therapy. I tried to go to therapy a few times and I was just telling him about how I couldn't pay attention in class, which was because I didn't give a shit about the subject. And he said, oh, you might have ADHD. And the whole rest of the week, I was just sitting and thinking inside my head, just like, maybe I have ADHD. And as time has gone on and you like recognize your symptoms and like you try to pinpoint what it is, because let's be honest, when doctors diagnose you with something, they just looked at the fucking, they Googled it. Half the time, if you tell them your symptoms, they Google it. Now, I don't know about psychological. I don't know. So this might be me underestimating the skills of a professional, because I tend to do that because I exist in my own head. And if I don't know it, how can you, you know? So I'm just operating on this, like no one can know anything about you because it'll never make sense. So even if they are I self-diagnosed myself, you know, I got on an antidepressant because I told my doctor all my symptoms, and like they were just like, yeah, you're right. We'll get you started on it. And you can basically just go to your doctor like wanting something and lie about the shit that's going on in your life and be like, yeah, I just think about like dying all the time. And then you can get prescribed something, even if you don't have a diagnosis, which is kind of terrifying. You know, you'd think that they should make it like you need to be diagnosed first. And what makes me wonder what that could work with as well, you know? Like, I wonder if I could do that with like Adderall, you know? Maybe I've never finished a book because I do have ADHD. But I don't think I need meth. I think I just need to put on a brave face. I think I just need to push myself a little because goddamn, no one's fucking pushed me. Look at me. Do you see this face? I am a soft boy, okay? I couldn't hurt a fly if I tried because I don't know how. But I will say the most fucked up shit in a joking voice because it's real, but it's not. But it's, you know? I just had a moment right now putting my water bottle back on the ground with only one hand. You know when you're sitting there and you're like, you better not fuck this up. And then like usually after you think that, you're like, you do. You know, it's like, they won't fuck up, right? You see somebody who's about to fuck up and they're like, they can't possibly, like, they know, right? They know. And then they fuck up and you didn't say anything because you thought it would be fine. Sort of the same thing when you think that about yourself. You have the thought, but if you said it out loud, it would stop it. You have a thought and then immediately that thought happens, you know? It's like, I need to be really careful doing this because And then it had, you know, I thought I was about to spill water all over my ground, but hey, I didn't. I did it successfully. I pride myself on a few things. I don't lose anything because everything has its spot and it goes in that spot. Even if that spot is a certain spot on the ground, I am messy, but I know where everything is because I just, you know, OCD doesn't, you know, right? I have to be, I can't just be a certain way. I have to have something, you know. Oh, my OCD makes me put things on the ground in certain spots because that's where that goes. But it doesn't, it's not organized and it doesn't look neat. And maybe it's ADHD because I just could clean up and then I just let it get dirty. Or maybe it's fucking, you know, you just like sit there for hours. You can't just have a quality about you. It's got to be something. You got to have something because everybody wants something. Everyone wants to have an impediment. Don't you just, I can't wait. I can't wait until everybody knows about the fact that I can't get out of bed this morning. Like, oh my God, shut up. Nobody cares. And you're bringing us down. You're bringing everybody around you down because you're normalizing the fact that you just want to be pitied. You just want everyone to pity you and just throw money at you because it's so hard to be you. Oh, just give me money. Fuck that shit, dude. That's what people do, and it's a trap, and people want pity, and they want to be rewarded for feeling bad so that they can feel bad some more and never try at all. It's like that's the most 2022 thing ever. That's it. That's what is happening in society. That's why people are like this. And I'm saying it. Cause I'm not like them, bro. You see my surroundings? I got my shit together, dude. I'm doing a podcast on my bed that doesn't have a fucking frame. I got it together. So listen to me. I'm talking about I put things on my ground. I have clothes all over my floor, wires, shit, just laying on the ground. And I'm the one sitting here telling you how to be. So listen to me, because I got it. I'm wearing a shirt that was printed. The image was too small, so it's blurry. My shirt is fucking blurry, dude. Like, what size would have been clear, you know? Like, would it print well or better? Oh, don't buy this in a large because the image is too small. Like, fucking why sell it then? And they got, like, good reviews, but those reviews probably aren't real. Stupid. I'm going to start making my own shirts because it's a waste of time to buy. It's just, like, you know, like, that's the only, like, face you can make about it. It's just, really, dude? Like, really, dude? Unbelievable. So, yeah, don't be that guy. Don't be that guy who can't just have a quality about them. If you think that you have something or you do something a certain way, don't lean into it. You need to, like, you want to stop that behavior, right? Well, then why are you, like, thinking about it so much? Like fucking, it gets worse and worse the more you think about it. So, like, just fucking stop thinking about it. But, yeah, no, I'm going to go away from this and just start thinking about it again. So, like, this is really advice from me. Stop complaining. Stop complaining. Stop complaining. Complaining about people who complain. Who's really the complainer then? Me? We're all complaining. I just think I'm better than you because I'm like, look at me. I don't complain, but I'm complaining about you complaining. So we just sit. We just sit and we complain for our entire lives. And all we do is complain. We put it on the internet and publicly complain. Is that what I'm doing? Is that what this is? Am I just publicly complaining? Maybe. I don't know. Fuck it, you know? Maybe I'm thinking too deeply into it. I think fire is the ultimate example of peer pressure. Because it's hard to light something sometimes. Go with me. It's hard to light something. It's hard to get a fire started. But once the fire started, you can just add shit to it. You know, like everybody that you throw in there is just going to start doing it too. So like, it's just so much, because it's just so much easier when you're not going through it alone. I would say there's some resistance to things combusting. Right? Come on. You see what I'm saying, right? There's some resistance to things combusting. So once you start the first thing, it just spreads like a disease. It spreads like peer pressure and alcoholism. Just, oh, one person does it and is like, this is great. And you should start doing it. And like, then suddenly the whole group's doing it. Yeah, we're all just burning. We're all burning. And it's easier to do it when something next to you is doing it too. You know, nothing's going to just be on fire. Something's on fire and then it just puts everything else, like, it becomes like it. And it's a metaphor. Fire spreads through peer pressure. Because I'm not talking about peer pressure. I'm talking about fire. Okay, you could flip it and say peer pressure spreads things like a fire. But that's not funny. That's not fun. So we're saying fire spreads like peer pressure. Like I'm burning. Hey, look at me. I'm burning. You want some of this? Yeah, you do. And he starts burning too. But if no one's, you know, it's all influence. It's just like, you got to try this shit, dude. You got to try it. Try this out for size. To get things to change, there's always resistance to change. You don't want to be on fire. You don't want to be on fire. But one person becomes on fire, and then next thing you know, everyone's on fire. Something to think about, you know. I think that's about it for this episode. Thank you guys so much for joining me. This has been Brain Dribble, episode 69. The funny number, it's not even that funny. But it's because things become funny in waves of irony, you know? It's like funny. But then funny because it's not funny and you're still talking about it. And then there's like that just becomes funny again. And then there's like multiple, like three layers of irony around the word around the number 69. And you're just like, it's funny because it's that. And that's really what it is. It's funny because it's also the sex position, but it's also funny because it's like yeah, everyone knows. I'll see you guys next time. Bye.